coming up on episode number 969. It is time for another cover story. This is one I was hoping to do last Thursday, but some stuff for life just got in the way. So we pushed it off to tonight. So you're going to get two cover stories this week. The first of which is this one right here. Barry Manilow turned 70 yesterday, June 17th, 1943 was his birthday. And in honor of Barry Manilow, we're going to have a shorter than average show. Basically, you know, you've heard me do the supersize shows before. This is going to be just the opposite. Not quite a micro show or a mini show. Let's just call it a pocket size Barry Manilow cover story. And that's what it is. And it's coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for Tuesday night. It is Tuesday, June 18th, 2013. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another cover story edition of Coverville. Tonight, yes indeed, the music of Barry Manilow covers some rock, some other formats, but stuff that should be different and stuff that maybe you're not expecting. As a matter of fact, if you are expecting a Me First and the Gimme Gimmes track on the show, I will surprise you by not delving into that easy well. That's something that I seem to rely on. You know, there's so many great Me First and the Gimme Gimmes covers. I don't want to get caught up in always playing them if they're available. So we'll save those for another episode. But we are going to play covers of the songs that Me First and the Gimme Gimmes covered by Barry Manilow. It's funny, when you look at Barry Manilow's catalog, some of his greatest hits are songs that he didn't write, including things like Brandy, or Mandy, I should say, and I Write the Songs, things like that. As a matter of fact, let's start with a cover of I Write the Songs. The irony is not lost in the fact that this is not a Barry Manilow original. It was originally done by Captain and Tennille, but of course he had the biggest hit version of that song. Here's a version that comes from the Triple J Musical Challenge, the Andrew Denton Breakfast Show. I haven't used a song from one of these in a while. This one came out in 2000. It's Mark Lizotte, and a very different bluesy cover of I Write the Songs.
And I wrote the very first song. I put the words and the melodies together. I am music and I write the song. I write the songs and make the whole world sing. I write the songs of love and special things. Songs and make the young girls cry. I am music and I write the song. My home lies deep within you, and I've got my own place in your soul. When I look out, yeah, that's through your eyes. Again, even though I'm very old, yeah. I write the songs that make the whole world sing. I write the songs of love and special things. I write the songs that make the young girls cry. I am music and I write the song. I'm not the songs that make song. I am music and I write the song. I am music and I write the song.
door. We'll never disappear. I've seen that road before. It always leads me here, leads me to your door. The wild and windy night, that the rain washed away. Left a pool of tears, crying for the day. Why leave me standing here? Let me know. Many times I've cried. Anyway, you'll never know the many ways I've tried, but still they lead me back to the long winding road. You left me standing here long, long time ago. Don't leave me waiting here. Lead me to your door. Still they lead me back to the long winding road. You left me standing here a long, long time.
Questions?
Yeah, I got a question. Does Barry Manilow know that you raid his wardrobe?
I'll give you the answer to that question, Mr. Bender, next Saturday. Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Her name was Lola, she was a showgirl, with yellow feathers in her hair, and a dress cut down to there. She would merengue and do the cha-cha, and while she tried to be a star, Tony always tended bar across the crowded floor. They worked from 8 till 4, they were young and they had each other. Who could ask for more at the Copa, Copacabana? The hottest spot north of Havana, at the Copa, Copacabana. Music and passion, whoa, is the fashion at the Copa.
They fell in love.
His name was Rico, he wore a diamond. Was escorted to his chair. He saw Lola dancing there, and when she finished, he called her over. Rico went a bit too far. Tony sailed across the bar, and then the punches flew, and chairs were smashed in two. There was blood in a single gunshot, but just who shot who at the Copa? Copa Cabana, the hardest spot in all the Havana. At the Copa, Copa Cabana, music and passion war. Her name is Lola, she was a showgirl, but that was 30 years ago when they used to have a show. Now it's a disco, but not for Lola. Still in the dress she used to wear, faded feathers in her hair. She sits there so refined and drinks herself half blind. She lost her youth and she lost her Tony. Now she's lost her mind at the Copa, Copa Cabana. Hottest spot north of Havana, at the Copa, Copa Cabana. Music and passion, whoa, is the fashion at the Copa. Don't fall in love.
That is comedian John Pinette. Now, if you don't know him by name, he's the, well, he was the overweight comedian, really overweight comedian, who used to open, I think, by telling folks that he was the model for Bob's Big Boy, or Azar's Big Boy, depending on where in the country you're from. He's actually slimmed down, but that was, of course, recorded a while back in 2000 for the soundtrack to the film Duets, one of the best films about karaoke. That's out there. I don't know how many others there are, but anyway, that one was with Huey Lewis, Gwyneth Paltrow were in that, Paul Giamatti. Anyway, and that's John Pinette with his cover of Copa Cabana at the Copa from that soundtrack. Before that, you heard Barry Manilow himself, The Long and Winding Road. I probably should have closed the episode with that one, although I've got a better song to close out the episode, so stick around for that. That one came from the first of a couple of CDs that Barry Manilow put together. It might even be the middle of a set of three. The Greatest Songs of the 70s, with a song that just barely fits in that category. As a matter of fact, I think, I want to say that Hey Jude came out in 1969, but I guess it was still popular in 1970, so it can still fit in the greatest songs of the 70s. That, of course, covering the Beatles, Barry Manilow covering the Beatles, and we started off with Mark Lizotte from Australia, recorded for the Triple J Andrew Denton Breakfast Show, the musical challenge. Mark Lizotte doing a cover of I Write the Songs, which was first released by Captain and Tennille, although they're not the ones who recorded it. It was actually written by a member of the Beach Boys, Bruce Johnson of the Beach Boys, and I want to thank Rob Wynn in the Tadpool for letting me know about that. We'll get back to the music in just a second, but let me tell you about the sponsor for this episode, this short, fun-size episode of Coverville, and that is Audible. Try it for free by going to audiblepodcast.com/Coverville. That's audiblepodcast.com/Coverville. And I always talk about all the great books, the audiobooks that you can get on Audible. But there's also all sorts of great other programming, magazine-style programming, that you can get on there. As a matter of fact, if you're a big fan of Fresh Air, NPR's Fresh Air, with Terry Gross, you can actually get tons and tons of old episodes of Fresh Air. As a matter of fact, there are two different interviews with Terry Gross and Barry Manilow, one of which from, it looks like January 1st, 2003, that had Barry Manilow and Tom Waits on the same show, which would be a very, very interesting interview to listen to. I'm going to have to check that out myself. It's just one of the great things you can find over there at audible.com. You can, like I said, you can try it for free for 30 days by going to audiblepodcast.com/Coverville. And not only will that get you a free 30-day membership, it gives you the chance, it gives you the ability to download a free audiobook and try it out yourself. It's just as easy as listening to this podcast. So try it today. That's audible.com or audiblepodcast.com/Coverville if you want to try out the free offer. Let's get back to the music with another song that is always associated with Barry Manilow, although he wasn't the first to record it. Scott English was the first one to record this. It was originally titled Brandy, and the name was changed when Barry Manilow recorded his version because there was already a song by Looking Glass called Brandy, and they wanted to avoid any confusion. So they decided to change the name of the song to Mandy. Here is the original version of that song by Scott English, the version with Brandy as the title, and we'll enjoy this right here.
I remember all my life raining down as cold as ice, shadows of a man, a face through a window, crying in the night as night goes into morning. Just another day, happy people pass my way. Looking in their eyes, I see a memory. When love was mine, caught up in a world of uphill climbing, with tears are in my mind. Us. No one even noticed us. Yesterday's a dream. I face the morning, crying on the breeze. The pain is calling. Oh, Brandy, when you came and you gave, well, I'll take it. But I sent you away. Oh,
A farmer plowing the fields in the morning sun. I'll have a million horses and take me a ride when the work is done. I'm gonna have a sweet life, sweetest life. Yes, I will. And when the day is over. I'm gonna go to sleep and I feel the dream. Mama, can you hear me? Daddy, do you know what I mean? Mama, can you hear me?
Hide.
Yes, Barry Manilow covering Journey. That was from what actually turned out to be the fourth in the series, The Greatest Songs of the 80s. We heard something from his album, The Greatest Songs of the 70s. He's also released a 50s and a 60s version, but all of those came out in the 2000s. Actually, I think he did them one per year, 2005, 2006, 2007, 2008, and... I'm waiting. I really, really want The Greatest Songs of the 90s. I want to hear him do Smells Like Teen Spirit and Spoon Man and Even Flow. I think Everlong would be another great one. So let's see if we can recruit Barry Manilow to keep up the trend and do a Greatest Songs of the 90s. That... like I said, Open Arms, originally by Journey. You know, I had to have a couple light rock songs on here. It is the Barry Manilow cover story, and it's funny that the only light rock covers that I put on here were the ones by Barry Manilow himself. Science for Girls were right before that with a cover of Sweet Life. This is a song that he released on his debut in 1973, Barry Manilow's self-titled album. And Science for Girls liked it and decided to do a trance version of it, and I think it's fantastic. That is Science for Girls and Sweet Life. The Papini Sisters, right before that, from the soundtrack to the film Magicians from 2007, with a cover of Could It Be Magic. That actually was another song from that same debut album from 1973. And Brandy, a.k.a. Mandy, the original version by Scott English, who was a UK singer, who took that to number 12, I believe, on the UK charts. Barry Manilow reworked it, actually did the third released version of the song, changed the name to Mandy, while his producer changed the name to Mandy, and took it to number one on the American Billboard charts. That you can find that on a single, the Brandy / Lead Me Back single, by Scott English, a few used copies there on Amazon. If you're looking for it, if you want to hear all the crackles and pops like you heard on the version that I had here, that that was Brandy by Scott English. And, you know, I warned you. I told you this would be a short show. Look at that. Just seven songs on today's show, but hey, seven decent songs, right? Oh, we'll make up for it on Thursday with something. I don't know what Thursday's going to be, but I promise you it won't be light rock. We're not looking at the Barbra Streisand cover story or the Carpenters. Although, you know what? The Carpenters? Lots of great rock covers of the Carpenters. Anyway, that is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. If you want to get in touch with me with a request, suggestion, an idea for the show, email me. That number or that email address... is requests@coverville.com. You can also call the request line. That's where the number comes into play. That number is 1-877-7-COVER-9. That's 1-877-7-COVER-9. Of course, everything else you can do over there at coverville.com. Sign up to become a Coverville citizen or check out the DVD archives that you can buy, episodes 1 through 900 on a 5-DVD set. I think for $1,000, I think I'm going to have to roll out a as an option, a higher priced option, a flash drive, like a 32 gigabyte flash drive with all the episodes on it, but that'll be a premium purchase. That I think is going to be too expensive to do as a Coverville citizen premium. Anyway, I'm just thinking out loud here. We'll be back on Thursday with another edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you'll hear podcasts so good, you won't know they didn't write the songs after all.
Visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.